Hey everybody, it's Meredith Tyler. Long time since we've done a podcast interview. I've been sort of taking some time off here, getting ready for an MBA class I'm teaching at a local university. Pretty excited about that. Today's guest is Andy Zarin. I met Andy actually by chance. I'm friends with a gentleman from a company out of Minnesota, and Andy can tell you more about that. And we got to talking, and I realized that Andy had so much experience and just has been in roles that I think you guys are really going to identify with, and it will resonate with you. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Andy and then let him talk about his experiences in the sales roles that he's been in, what's worked, what hasn't, and then at the end, we'll put how to get a hold of him in case you guys want to continue this conversation with him. Welcome to the show, Andy.
Thank you very much, Mary Lou, for having me and allowing the company I'm with, OpSource, to talk a little bit about, obviously, the company we're with, but more importantly, just about some of the challenges that I've had and some other sales colleagues of mine have shared with me, and some of the solutions and strategies that we've used to help us be more effective in our job. And like Mary Lou mentioned to start, I've been doing the type of sales type role for several years now, and has really spanned a couple different companies, both small startup type companies to large enterprise type organizations. And I'm excited today because within those different organizations, I've held a lot of different roles in sales. Like a lot of people, I'm sure listening, I started my career as an SDR. So working with a field-based team of account executives, and I was their prospector looking for opportunities to engage them on. And moving through the ranks in management from an SDR team, which obviously came with a great learning experience for me, and managing existing accounts, more of a farmer type role, and then also managing a new business territory. So the reason I bring that up is each of those roles has proven to have its own specific challenges. Nonetheless, if you try to do some roles where you're doing all those responsibilities from managing a new book of business to also managing existing customers, has some challenges that obviously go along with it. And that's, to be frank, that's really what attracted me to join the current company I'm with, which is OpSource. Not only to work with a solution that really helps you, be more productive in your sales career, but also just work with salespeople, right? It's very common that I get calls from sales individuals or sales managers that have the exact same problems that I've experienced for the past, 10, 12 years, and working with them on ways to kind of make their life better and also help them sell more. So again, really excited to be here and share some of the experiences I've had.
Wonderful. Let me add on to that. I just had a conversation yesterday with a small startup, and they are starting to work on what I call the whales, which also is known as account-based selling, where you're focusing on targeted accounts, the big accounts or the desirable accounts, the accounts you want to marry is what I call it. The people who are in those accounts that you really want to build a strong relationship with. So what goes hand in hand with that is hyper-personalization. You can't put them necessarily through a sequence that's completely automated and hope that they're going to bubble up to the top. You're going to have to make some effort in reaching out to them and adding value to them and making their day better because they're talking to you. So we were struggling with that versus they also still have what I call the extended universe accounts, those accounts that are not the whales, but they still bring in good revenue for the company. And I would imagine that your job evolves around that same thing, especially if you're doing multiple roles. Could you elaborate on some of the issues that have come up with that and what steps have you taken to not necessarily resolve them, but work within that rhythm so that your pipeline is flowing instead of gunking up at various stages?
That's a great question. I chuckle because it's obviously something that has been a challenge, right? Mm-hmm. So when you're working, a lot of these target accounts that are, large organizations that, one way or another, you're going to get in there. the challenge with that is a lot of times you spend so much energy and so much time on, you know, 2-3 accounts where, you know, at the end of the day, when those do actually close, if you haven't been, you know, always be prospecting type mentality, you're at the bottom of that hill, right? So you're experiencing a lot of peaks and valleys in performance. And when you're working for a company or a sales manager, yes, they do like those large transactions, but they also do expect you to be consistent when it comes to performance. And again, that's one of the challenges. So, you know, trying to do things smarter and using, you know, technology as your friend to assist you in doing some things. And when you talk about the hyper personalization, I'm a huge proponent of that. And if you actually look at, you know, some of the studies that are out nowadays, I think it was, you know, in 2006, I think it was the average attempts it took to engage with somebody cold prospecting was around 4. And if you look at today, that is around 9. And I think a lot of that has to do with that people are getting so bombarded with just generic emails and cold calls that aren't really making sense and social media. It's just a lot harder to get people's attention. And that's something that I focus on every day is how do we be smart about that process? Because I'm also a believer that success breeds success. So if you have a template that you know works and kind of captures some pain points for a specific audience, I am a fan of utilizing those. However, also making sure that those are 100% personalized to the people you're going after. So yes, you are saving time by using a sort of template type process, but you're also making sure through your own due diligence online or wherever you're finding your information that you're making sure that person knows that there's somebody out here, right? There's a person out here that really wants to talk with you specifically for these reasons. So yes, a huge fan of trying to make sure that you are personal, so it's relevant when you are reaching out to people, but also making sure that you're using technology as your friend. And the reason I think that's also important, and this is for some folks that may have a blended type role where they are, you know, tasked with uncovering new logos, and they're also tasked with making sure their current customers are happy so they continue to renew. A lot of that takes time as well. So if you are working on these big accounts, you also run the risk of not paying attention to your base. And I was always taught to, you know, protect your base. So again, using some of the solutions, you know, OpSource is one of them out there that, you know, can allow you to be smart with technology to, you know, automate some of these things and give you reminders and when you actually need to take action. So yes, I completely agree with trying to focus on to be, you know, hyper personalized when you're reaching out to these folks.
Yeah. And I like the idea of having that follow-up technology. I think that's, you know, envision us with spinning plates on our arms, our hands and legs and head, and, you know, what we're have our net new business on one hand, we have our renewals on our foot, spinning around. We just have a lot of things, a lot of spinning plates that we have to address and do so in a way that's systematic so that we're not dropping the ball anywhere. And really, you can, in my opinion, only do that with a strong piece of software that helps you with that follow-up. I mean, I've done it with accounts. We've done this in Excel. It's hilarious to watch the columns of data because we basically start at column A and then work through column whatever, depending on how many touches. We physically move the people along the columns. It can be done that way, but boy, when you move into software where it's intelligent and it's telling you the dispositions of your calls, what pain points are bubbling up to the top and resonating, how many people are clicking through to your content assets, it just lowers that stress level. I mean, I can feel the Zen moment, you know, just the software helping me be better at my job so that I'm really engaging in conversation. You know, I'm doing more selling. I have more selling time and less admin time.
Right. And I completely agree with that. And it's funny you bring that up when I, you know, over the past several years for working for a couple different companies, you know, primarily being a prospector, I was given manual type solutions, whether that's an Excel spreadsheet or whether that's some sort of CRM system. And it's almost like when I came to OpSource, I didn't know what I didn't know. And when I did meet with our leadership team and they, you know, walked me through the messaging and the product, it was pretty quick. that I, you know, realized I knew there were solutions out there that could really help me do my job more effectively. But until it was kind of put in front of me and I compared that to how I was managing my current business, you know, I really didn't know some of the things that were out there. And when I think back to using a, you know, that type of CRM technology to do the work of a prospector, it just was really inefficient. Mm-hmm. And, you know, getting a solution provided that is specifically built to prospect in terms of whether it's follow-ups and, you know, kind of completing the task at hand and moving on to the next action and not having to worry about setting a reminder for yourself. You're having, you know, you go out on vacation, you know, salespeople obviously move territories a lot and you're moving jobs and making sure that that's not only a seamless experience for you, you want to make sure that's also a very seamless experience for your prospect. And I'm mm-hmm. sure you've had this experience, Mary Lou, or you had somebody from a company calling you and maybe you had a really good conversation with them. And a couple months later, somebody new calls you from that company and you're kind of starting over at ground zero. For you as a prospect, that's extremely discouraging. So making sure there's solutions in place. So if people do move territories or move roles, that's a really good experience for you as well. So it's something we talk a lot about here at OpSource.
Yeah, that's nice. So can you walk us through, you know, I don't know if this is going to be helpful for the troops out there, but walk us through a typical day now. The day in the life with this type of an engine helping you out. What do you set, like, for example, in predictable revenue, the end of the day was the time where we sort of set our calling list for the next day. So there was a lot of manual processes that we had to do in Salesforce. It was the CRM at the time, and setting tasks, you know, this whole thing of death by task, we all know that's horrible, but that was the only way that we could do that. So what does it look like now when I come into the office, or do I have to do some prep work before I go home to ready my calling list for the next day, or how does that work?
A good question. I think you may have been listening to some of my sales calls because that is, yeah, that's a lot what we talk about. And, you know, I know I keep talking about some of my past experiences, but when that's where a lot of this comes from, a lot of the ways that I think we can do things different. And that's exactly it. If I look back, you know, I would typically spend, you know, whatever time it might be, a half hour to an hour, either at the end of my day or the start of my next day, just preparing, just mm-hmm. getting a list together, coming up with my messaging, maybe writing a couple email templates, just really trying to get myself organized. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the first areas that we start talking to people about is the time and the pain associated with preparing for your workday. Because we all know there's only so many hours you can actually be calling people within a day. We want to make sure during those hours we're using the time to the best of our ability. And that's the first thing that when I come in the morning, none of that exists. That goes away, and that's enabled by using a smart technology solution allowing you to do that. And more importantly, you know, making sure even though your day is organized, you also are attacking it in a prioritized fashion. So again, using the solution to make sure you know who is your first call going to be, and more importantly, why is that going to be your first call? And there's a lot of different techniques that we use to allow people to do that I could get into if that's of interest for anybody. But making sure that they're not only just dialing the phone, but they're being smart with their time so they can actually work on getting people engaged in discussions. And what we've seen using that type of technique and technology, you can actually increase the amount of connects you're having with folks up to 9x if you do this right. So that's the first thing, the days of setting tasks and reminders for myself. Thankfully, those are gone. Yeah. Just because a lot of times I'd even notice that some of that would just get lost in the shuffle where, you know, I'd set reminders for a week I was on vacation or whatever it might be. And a lot of those leads or some of them would actually be lost. So that's, you know, one of the advantages I get to do daily now is complete whatever I'm working on, move on to the next one, and know that the technology is smart enough to remind me when that next action needs to play, whether that's an email, a phone call, or to go visit a customer or whatever it might be, would be kind of the main way that we start a discussion with companies.
Yeah, that's great. I remember working with a client in Florida who was adminning during what turned out to be their best time to call, because once I got down there, we started tracking best time to call. I did that a lot when I worked in call centers, and that was a real strong metric for us. And it turned out they were doing their admin in the absolutely wrong time frame that they should have been calling on their prospects, one persona in particular. So when we swapped things around, lo and behold, we were getting the connects that normally took 2 hours of our time in 45 minutes, just because we shifted the time around. But we had to be cognizant of that. We had to be proactive about that. We didn't have a system that told us, or at least it, you know, gave us the guide and the path of what we're supposed to be doing and when and with whom. So that's great. I love that.
It's funny that you bring that up, because if you would have asked me, let's say a year ago, when do you think is your most productive calling hours? I probably couldn't tell you, to be honest with you. Just because I didn't really have some of that data at my hands. And, you know, when I go into my, you know, weekly one-on-one with my manager, he pulls up three things, I should say. First of all, he pulls up, obviously, my forecast report. Right. He wants to know what I'm working on, when it's going to close, and for how much. He also wants to know what is pre-forecast. So what things am I working through the prospecting cycle that eventually will make it to the pipeline? Because he's looking for the visibility out 2, 3, 4 quarters on what his pipeline is going to look like. So he uses that as a really good barometer of what his piece is going to look like. And the last thing he pulls up is really, it's an activity type report. And that report is not meant to have a microscope on me in terms of how many calls I'm making and how many emails I'm making. That absolutely is a function. But the way that we use it is really more of a coaching mechanism. So I know, when am I being the most productive? So what hours within the day and what days of the week am I actually catching people on the phone? Mm-hmm. And then of those times, which ones am I generating opportunities? And I use that report to specifically plan my week. I'll make sure that when I see if, let's say, for example, Tuesdays from 11 to 1 is my best time to catch people, that's when I schedule my call blocks. So again, you know, beforehand, using a different systems, I couldn't even tell you when it was. Now it's a click away. I can get that, you know, type of information and make sure I plan that week. So I'm spending my time to the best of my ability.
So given the fact that you're doing multiple roles, it's sounding like, do you prospect every single day in your current role? Or are you like me? I segment my prospecting because my nut at the end of the quarter and the end of the month is not as large as a full-time prospector. And plus I service all my business and my customers and also get net new business in. So I do all roles personally here as a army of one, maybe two at the most when Bob joins me on accounts. But so I have days of the week that I prospect based on what I know from the metrics of when is the best time for me to do so. Is yours similar, or do you still, in an all role situation, still prospect daily?
That's a good question. You know, the way that we're structured, a couple things is, first of all, I do have the luxury of having a sales development org that is helping set appointments and qualifying opportunities for me. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, we're tasked as a sales organization to have a list of target accounts, kind of like the whales you talked about at the start. And that's our responsibility to make sure we get into those accounts and go close some business. To answer your question, yes, I actually prospect every day. You know, I would say there are days that we may have full demo type days, or we're doing on-sites that lags a little bit. But for the most part, it's every day. I'm a firm believer of to always be prospecting, you know, whether that's you have a half hour or an hour to make sure you are reaching out to some of these accounts. And the reason I think that's a really important question, because with a, you know, any type of, you know, blended role where you are, you know, wearing several different hats when you're charged with new business and renewing accounts, if you do get, you know, really tied up with a, you know, maybe it's a lengthy renewal type cycle or, you know, some type of expansion with an existing account, and you haven't spent some of that time, say it takes you a couple weeks to do that, and you haven't done that prospecting, well, then you're behind. Mm-hmm. And I just think that problem just can compound and continue to grow as an issue. So, and that's another benefit of working for OpSource and giving the ability to use this solution is, you know, even though I may get, you know, tied up with some certain activity, making sure that the rest of my responsibilities aren't falling behind. And, you know, some of that can be automated. And again, even if it's as simple as automating a task to remind me when I need to take that action, for me, it's not only a huge time saver, it's also, I'm not worrying about it at night. You know, what am I missing here? What am I
dropping the ball?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's every day there is some level of prospecting, but also making sure we're using technology to the best of our advantage to make sure that, you know, nothing is falling through the cracks and we're staying on top of our business.
Yeah. It sounds like truly you're maximizing the return on effort in the selling conversation and selling situation. And also letting technology handle the higher impact things that with less effort. So on your part, you know, let the technology do the things that it can do well and allow you to focus on that hyper personalization, the rapport building, all those personal things that the behavioral things that sales reps still need to do. Even though we have this technology, we're still having conversations one to one. It's not one to many. So once you get into that situation where you are working with a prospect and they have bubbled up to the top, you're going to switch, I would think, for the most part, to a human to human type of conversation to take it the rest of the way through.
Absolutely. And that's been another, you know, big, I would say, change where, you know, for the most part in a lot of the past roles I've had, I'm not going to say we typically hitched our wagon to one person, but, you know, typically we'd identify a small group of people that, you know, would be involved in some sort of initiative or making a decision. And what we're seeing now, and I'd be curious to get your thoughts, is gone are the days of typically one or two people, even though they may tell you they're a decision maker. Typically there is a team, right? It's a consensus type sale that you're getting a lot of different buy-in from a lot of different parts of the organization on what they're going to need and what's going to be important to them. And that's, you know, you mentioned kind of the, you know, the one-to-one type communications, which is very important. And also making sure that you have full visibility into the entire account. And that's one of the other big advantages and bonuses for me working for OpSource is, you know, typically, you know, I was usually, you know, focused more on a contact type basis in the past and moving to a true, you know, account-based selling model. So you do have visibility into all the people that potentially could be involved and making sure you're actually reaching out to all of them to find out what's going to be important to them and, you know, what role they may take within the process. That's something that's been a big change for me personally and something that we've seen benefit very quickly from.
You know, for me, it's 30 years in sales, it's been there, done that. You know, we've had, it was called strategic selling back in the day. It was called spin selling. When I was in full-blown sales, I had 6 accounts. They were the remote Bell operating companies. So, and a $2 million quota. So yes, it was all about trying to find the people in the accounts and working each as if they all mattered, you know, and especially if different divisions and things like that. So I agree. I think the more people that pop in, now maybe if you're doing just top of funnel, there are 2 to 3, 3 to 5 folks who will get you in the door, who will champion you to a certain point in the pipeline, a certain relative position. And then if you hand off that opportunity to a quota carrying sales representative, then they're going to probably meet more people too. So, you know, it depends on how you're structured. But definitely, even at top of funnel, we meet one or more people along the way in order to get to that opportunity. So we have to have those conversation assets and pieces ready to go at our fingertips. And technology helps us do that better with less effort and higher impact.
Absolutely.
So, Andy, we've extended our time. I don't want anyone to say, Mary Lou, you always go over. So I'd like to keep. So I would like you to share with our folks how to get hold of you. And just so everybody knows, and they already know this listening, I will put your contact information on the podcast page. But what's the best way to get a hold of you? If should they have any questions, if what you said today resonated in some way and they want more clarification from you, how do they reach you?
Sure. First of all, if anybody, you know, is just curious about, you know, OpSource, the company here, you can go to our website. We have a lot of good collateral in terms of, you know, customer testimonials and, you know, some of the challenges we're helping sales professionals solve. That's www.opsource.com. And if anybody just wants to chat with me to kind of bounce some ideas off each other, I love learning from different salespeople. That's something I learn every day, a new technique that's working. Feel free to send me an email, and that's andy.zehren@opsource.com. Love to hear from you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Andy, for your time. And I will, again, put your contact information on your page. And we are very thankful to have had this conversation with you today. Thanks again.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mary Lou.